to address you.
Madam Deputy Lieutenant, Madam Deputy Mayor, Your Excellencies, respected veterans and friends. Just the other day in Australia died the last veteran of the First World War, born in Britain but had settled with his family in Australia. And in recent years, in this very park, we had the last living veterans of the First World War who lived in England. I had the privilege of meeting them, as others did. So we don't now have anybody left who we can talk to about the First Great War and who experienced the trauma and the drama and the passion and the horror of the 1914-1918 conflict. But we do have many people left who were in the Second World War, and many of them are here. And ladies and gentlemen, we salute you and we respect you. Like the ambassador of the Russian Federation, who we welcome very much, sir, to your new responsibilities. My parents also served in the Second World War. They met doing their military service. And one thing I hope we will learn from today and be reminded about from today is to benefit from the knowledge and the wisdom of those who lived through those days, so that those of us who didn't, as the ambassador so clearly said, learn the lessons of history. It is often with regret that we realize too late that we haven't spoken to people who can teach us of things of the past that we need to learn for the future. When my mother died a few years ago, when my father died many years ago, I realized I had missed the opportunity to ask them all the questions I should have asked. Please make sure collectively we don't miss those opportunities. And in that context, I salute the Imperial War Museum, which is an ability for us to be educated all the time into the history of the Second World War. In one of the rare few minutes I've had of my own time in the last few weeks, I was here yesterday looking around the museum. I looked at the section on the Second World War. I looked at the section on the Holocaust. I looked at the new exhibition of Victoria Crosses and George Crosses. Everybody would benefit from being able to come and spend some time to be educated about what really happened. Because wars are not like sport. In sport, we support teams and we want them to win. But in the end, it's a game. And who wins and who loses, whether you're talking about Premiership football or county cricket or the Olympic Games, is actually a second league of importance. Wars are about who win and who lose, but they're fought for a purpose. And the Second World War was fought for a purpose, and it was to deal with the Nazi threat. And that's why today we're gathered in front of this memorial to remember that it was this very year, 60 years ago, in 1941, 70 years ago, when the Nazis invaded Russia and engaged Russia in the conflict, which we then engaged with Russia and much later with the United States and with allies in Europe. And in a further 4 years, it took a further 4 years, ended the Nazi threat, but not without the most incredible sacrifice. It is almost impossible to contemplate that 6,000 Jews died. It is beyond possible to imagine the death of 6 million Jews. It is beyond impossible to imagine the death of 27 million people. It's nearly half the population of this country. killed in one conflict for one cause, but in the cause of freedom. And so, friends, I want to make just one last point. We have gathered round us today, and it's always a wonderful privilege, people from pretty well every country of the former Soviet Union, the Commonwealth of Independent States, and many European countries as well. We have our friend from Serbia, who is always here. We have many others. The other thing we owe each other to do is to learn much more about this continent of which we are all members. And my other hope and prayer is that this memorial, as the ambassador said, will not just be a looking back and a remembering, but will be incentive, particularly for the young people here, to learn about each other much better, so that Russian young people living in the UK actually have much more contact with UK young people living here, so that British young people go to places like Ukraine and go to places like the Eastern European states, so that we understand better. But that above all we understand this, that the purpose of politics and the purpose of government and the purpose of democracy is to make sure in the end that good prevails over evil, that prejudiced, racist bigots do not prevail, and that occasionally you have to risk your life in order to defend that. And so we pay tribute to those who were willing to risk their lives and did, to those who fell, but to those who are here to tell the tale. And I hope we will listen to the tales that are told, so that we may learn the lessons of history and never again allow our continent to be engulfed by such terrible racist, sectarian oppression, and intervene early enough to prevent it. Thank you very much.